Next, to England and the 11th String Quartet of Elizabeth McConkie, who was born of Irish parents in 1907 and spent her early years in Ireland. After her father died, when Elizabeth was 16, the family moved back to England and she was accepted into the Royal College of Music, where she studied composition with Charles Wood and Ralph Vaughan Williams. She worked with Vaughan Williams for many years, and she acknowledges the central influence on her music of both him and Bela Bartok. McConkie wrote orchestral music, vocal music, opera, but always came back to the string quartet as her favorite medium. She has written articulately about the experience of working on quartets. I'll read you some of it. "The expressive quality which strings possess in greater degree than any other instrument, the unity of the four balanced voices which at the same time are capable of immense flexibility and variety of texture and color, their corporate strength, the economy and clarity with which they can carry on a musical argument, these are the basic qualities of a string quartet. Above all, it is the ultimate cooperation between the four players, each preserving his or her individuality, that makes two and two add up to more than four. For the sake of analogy, we may regard the four players as four characters engaged in an impassioned debate, an argument to which all four are totally committed." The String Quartet No. 11 was commissioned by the City Music Society. It was composed in 1977. It's a continuous piece which plays for about 15 minutes without a break, though it divides clearly into contrasted sections. All of McConkie's quartets are consistently contrapuntal, and the thematic ideas are closely interwoven. She regarded the 11th as the most integrated of all of her quartets. She compared it to a piece of woven material with contrasting colors and patterns running through it, which is yet all of a piece. If you listen to the very first three notes of the quartet, you'll hear the motive upon which much of the piece is built. We'll hear it now with a Mystery String Quartet performing.